This is What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bakken, and along with Scott Hennon, taking a look around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 74 this hour, Williston, 72, Dickinson, 75, Minot, 71, in Jamestown, 73, 75 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks at 75, Fargo, 74 this hour, Miles City, Montana, 69, and Mobridge, South Dakota, 79 this hour. Lemon at 71.
All right, folks, it's time for another hour of What's on Your Mind. Charlie and Stanley waiting to weigh in. We're going to get to you in just a moment. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. This hour brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau, the segment. And we want to remind you that the North Dakota Farm Bureau is online at ndfb.org. That's their website, ndfb.org. And remember, you can find out more about everything they have to offer, including saving a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. That's right. They're about more than agriculture. They're about saving you a few bucks. That's a good thing. ndfb.org, your state, your future, your farm bureau. Besides beating me up on thinking that everything we want in immigration reform is worth throwing in for this latest example. Anything else on your mind today, Steve?
Well, one of the big things on my mind today is Snowden. This is just turning into a soap opera of Snowden. Epic proportion. Or Snowden.
You're talking about Edward Snowden.
We had the discussion on the show on whether or not this guy was a hero or not. A lot of listeners chimed in, said he was a hero. And I wanted to reserve judgment. I wanted to wait on that because, yes, I was in favor of the transparency that he pointed the finger out and needed to be done. But we are finding more and more and more dirt on this. Now, the latest is he took the job just for the specific reason of uncovering all this. There's a big difference. There's a line that needs to be drawn between, okay, I took a job, I'm doing my job, and wait a minute, there's a lot of big improprieties here that need to be pointed out. And I took a job for the specific reason of going and uncovering all this stuff. It may be a fine line, but I do draw that line. To me, that makes him a spy. It's a spy.
So here's what we know about Edward Snowden, the globetrotter, who's going from China to Russia and shopping. Do I want to go to Ecuador or do I want to go to Cuba? We know that he took the job, as you say, just to acquire the info and leak it. And we also now know that the enemy, Al-Qaeda, does things differently because of what he's released. Here's my question. Anybody still think this guy's a hero? Anybody still think this guy's a hero? China to Russia to Ecuador to Cuba. You know, and now gives an interview, says, yeah, that's why I took the job. I wanted to get all this information out there. I wanted to go there and infiltrate. So, you know, give me a break. Unbelievable. So anyway, we'll give you a chance to weigh in on that today on the program as well. You still think he's a hero? And Page, North Dakota, gets a shout-out today. Saw a story recently about how they saved the theater in Page. The Get It Done folks in Page put together a little community club and started a fundraiser and raised enough money to keep the theater open in Page, North Dakota. What do you most want to keep open in your hometown? You know, there was a Hollywood theater in Montevideo, Minnesota. I don't know if it's still open or not, but I have a lot of good memories from that little Hollywood theater in downtown Montevideo. Still can remember the manager, still can remember the popcorn. I can visualize it, everything. So, you know, theaters are kind of essential to hometowns. Way to go, Page. And maybe you can tell us what you'd like to most say from your hometown, rather than use Scott as a punching bag on immigration reform. How about that? Let's get back to the phones. 800-228-0550. Charlie and Stanley, what's on your mind?
With regard to that border fence and border patrols and everything, I heard Senator Ted Cruz on a talk show, must have been sometime towards the end of last week, and he said there's language in the bill that says the Department of Homeland Security Secretary has control over that. That person decides that, you know, it's too costly or too much, that they can nix it and it's just out the window and they don't have to do it. So no matter what good intentions our dear old governor had or anybody else, it's all for naught because it's set in there for the Department of Homeland Security to destroy it all.
That came up in a debate yesterday that we had between the folks from FAIR and Pat Finken representing the U.S. Chamber, and specifically said the only thing that she has discretion of is to say, okay, you can move the fence this way or that way or this way or that way, but it still has to be built. And I know that these allegations are lobbing back and forth. I think it goes to the distrust point. Again, if I'm John Hovind, if I'm Marco Rubio, if I'm one of the Republicans that said all of these things have to happen before we even begin application, if that happened, I mean, I would lead the revolt on the White House and Congress. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I mean, I'd go there myself.
The thing is, we need to make sure, we need to read through that entire bill and make sure there's no little loopholes or anything, because after the fact, it's too late. If the horses are out of the barn, there's no way to get them back on this thing. I mean, we went through this in 86, and we're going through it again now. We need to make sure every I is dotted and T crossed and everything just lined up perfect so there are no loopholes and escape holes like there have always been in the past.
I agree with you.
You're dealing with Democrats. You know it's there, so we need to go through that.
I agree with you. And by the way, that's why Senator Hovind tomorrow, a good question for him. How do you know? Have you gone through a chapter and verse and found the assurances you need to make sure the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed? Because I agree with you. Because of what's happened previously, that needs to be there. But again, I'm taking him at his word that's what happens. And I think, again, if they can pass this stuff without all the things we want, don't we want all the things we want in there as an insurance policy that if this does get through the House and get to the president, at least we get what we want in there? Because otherwise they pass it without this stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, that needs to be in there, but, you know, they need to make sure it's ironclad this time. I mean, there's just too much, you know, it's got to be ironclad that there's no loopholes and no getting around it.
Well, no loopholes are fine and dandy, but enforce what's there already, and it's not being done. It hasn't been done, and they don't have a history of doing that. And to me, my point is, prove it. I'm done waiting. I'm done listening. I want to see you prove it. Thanks for the phone call. Tim and Dickie, what's on your mind today?
My comment is, if the American people are naive enough to accept what lying politicians tell them and believe it, we've already lost the fight. Politicians in Washington, D.C. are bought and sold like prostitutes. They hoodwinked and duped President Reagan, pretty smart president, years ago about this so-called immigration reform. And we got nothing from that. Now we have a president that openly flaunts the law, disobeys the law, will not enforce the law, and we have a Supreme Court, and even if he, these lawyers, and there's thousands of them in line waiting to dismantle the law we have now, we have a Supreme Court that'll back them up. They threw out Arizona's protection that they tried to get for their borders. So do I believe Washington politicians? Absolutely not. And no one else should either.
Right. And I share all your distrust, share your frustration. Question for you, Tim. Given that track record, don't you want all the things that we want in the way of teeth for immigration reform in a bill at least as a fighting chance? Because, in other words, is this bill better with this or without these provisions?
Mr. Scott, they could write laws till the cows come home. You have to have someone with the will to enforce the law. It's not being enforced now. Why would they all of a sudden enforce it? We've not had it enforced for years.
And they're being told not to enforce it. That's the bigger step.
We have a president that is against the American people. This is the problem we have. And the American people apparently want it that way. They voted for him.
And this, these provisions this president doesn't want, so that's why I think it's better with it than without it, even though I agree with all the frustrations you're sharing. Thanks, Tim. Appreciate it. Mike, Watford City, your take next on what's on your mind. Go ahead.
Hey, on the Snowden guy, I just heard you make the comments about he specifically took the job just to do this. Where are we getting that information from? Is it from our fine, upstanding government that's been lying to us all along? I mean, is that where we're getting that information from?
That's actually from him.
Yeah, it's his, in his own words, in an interview he gave.
Oh, in his own words. Okay, I missed that. So
yeah, it's from an interview he gave in a Chinese newspaper, and that's his statement. He specifically took the job to go find out these things and then spread them.
All right.
That does put it, to me, that puts it in a different light. How about you?
Yeah, it definitely puts it in a different light then.
Thank you for the phone call, Mike. More of your phone calls when we come back. It's What's on Your Mind, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bakken with Scott Hennin. What's on Your Mind?
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit Touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Wetzel, Great Plains Examiner, and Great Plains News will join us at the bottom of the hour. There's a brewing story in the ongoing saga of the battle between the North Dakota University system, the universities, and all of the back and forth that that goes back to an April request for emails about Chancellor Shivani and the president. And as part of that investigation, evidently some 45,000 emails were deleted in the account of the President Dean Brashani at NDSU. We told you about this yesterday in a story that Dale reported on. It's the front page in the Fargo Forum today and making news. Rob Port, actually, Say Anything blog, broke the story over the weekend. Dale will be here to unpack that story for a little bit, for us a little bit, answer any questions you have, and give us the latest. The President of NDSU, Dean Brashani, is saying He didn't delete them. He didn't ask anybody to delete them, but evidently they have been deleted, and now the Attorney General is having to dig into what's going on. So Dale will join us at the bottom of the hour on that. 800-228-0550. Here's a caller concerned about ditches that joined us off air during the break.
Man, will you do something for me? Use the power that you have and talk to these propeller head people that run our government and tell them, beg them, implore them. Notice the rhetoric there? Again, that's the kind of the Welsh strain. But then make them mow these ditches on the interstate on I-94 between Bismarck and now this rest area, not quite to Medina. The grass is every bit of 3 feet high along the side of the road. And the only thing I could say, the only way I could equate this is imagine trying to hit a pitch with the pitcher 10 feet away from you instead of 6 feet. You wouldn't have a chance. Yeah, you just cannot see. And I don't mean to be a fuddy-duddy, but for the love of God, if I let my grass grow this long in my yard, I'd get a ticket and the city would come for it. Do I got to come out here with my lawn boy? Man, help me. This is dangerous. Someone's going to scoop one up and die. I've never seen it this bad. This is ugly. Thanks, man.
Mow your lawn, state of North Dakota. I guess that's the question there. You know, usually that's subcontracted out, isn't it, Scott?
I don't know. I don't know who does it, who's responsible, but let's see if
contract with it. Usually it's contracted with different farmers because the farmers use that for baling hay.
Interesting. Marion Minot, you're next, and we'll see if others, by the way, agree on the ditches. Anything on your mind, you let us know. That's what the show's all about, 800-228-0550. And go ahead, Mary, you're up.
Yes. Anybody entering this country should have a picture ID, also fingerprint. And if they don't produce that, turn it back. Also, any employer that would hire anybody illegal, give them a $10,000 fine and 10 years in jail. That would end that quickly.
Yeah, here's a couple of things that are part of this. One is the mandatory employment verification system, fully implemented for all employers. So I don't hire you unless I know that's the case. Follow
correct.
Me?
Correct.
And then there's also the mandated electronic entry exit system. Fully implemented at all international airports and seaports of entry within the United States where U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers are currently employed. So
yes.
Some of what you're talking about, Mary, is part of this. Again, it's a case of whether we believe these things will have to actually be implemented before they get anything else.
Well, with this Congress, I doubt if anything will ever get done. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's a valid point, Mary. It is a valid point. Will it get done? Will it be funded? Will they let the law enforcement, let the Border Patrol agents do their job and do what they're supposed to do? That's the big question. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Monty and Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I think a lot of people approach this with a view that, you know, the president and some of these people have the best interests at the heart but are just misguided. I don't believe that. I think we have a lawless government now and a lot of politicians that are lawless. The same laws that you and I would be prosecuted for and sent to jail with they to make fun of. And I don't think he's here to better the country. I think he's here to destroy it and start over. And I don't believe that he'll step down at the end of his term. I think there'll be a power grab. When he came into power, I was really hopeful. Every new president that comes in, I wish him luck and want him to succeed. But if anybody watches what this man does and he stays clear of the scandal, everybody else is to blame, but he don't know nothing about anything that's going on. And to believe that, you have to be a fool. And I, you know, it's going to get some tough going here. Like the IRS in charge of medical care. If he wanted to kill people that are opponents of his, that would be no better way of doing it than disallow them medical care, and they can do that. That's just some of the things that I see coming down the pike.
Well, obviously, you've got some strong concerns about President Obama there, but I guess the question here is, was Marco Rubio, John Hoeven, Corker, a few of these other handful of Republicans, right, to insert some things we all agree we want, done and to put a provision in that says you don't get what you want until we get what we want in there. Now, again, if what you're suggesting is the case, then we probably won't get them. Well, fine. Then they won't get what they want. That's what I want to hold them accountable to. Monty, appreciate the call. Greg Williston, you're next. What's on your mind?
Yes, sir. I was just like comment about the fence. I believe out of the 1,500 miles of border, only about 200 or 300 miles is fenced right now. Also, there was an article, I think it was in the North Dakota magazine, I'm not sure, but they showed pictures of the fence, and wherever there's a wash or an arroyo, there's like big gaps beneath the fence where, I mean, 100 people could easily walk underneath it in like 5 minutes. And also, they're using light aircraft to transport drugs over the border now, and they're going in these narrow canyons where radar or sonar can't detect them, and they're just dropping off their load of drugs and then just heading back right back across the border, no problem. And also, like so many of your other callers say, what good are border guards if we don't allow them to do their job? It's useless.
You know, thank you very much, Greg. Great point. I've seen some of those pictures too, and where that is the case, where the fence runs, any place there's a washout, there's no maintenance on it. The fence doesn't go down deep enough to stop anybody from just digging under or crawling under, or in a lot of cases, like an arroyo or that, or where there's been a washout, you can walk under. It's sad. It's like, okay, we put up a fence, but we're not going to maintain that fence. We're going to make sure that fence maintains its integrity. This segment of the program brought to you by North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy each year is about $6 billion. Agriculture represents close to a quarter of our state's economy at the base and employs approximately 25% of our state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong agriculture will help keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans: a strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Learn more about the organization by visiting the website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. What's on your mind?
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Something. What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bogan along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up, we're going to talk with Dale Wetzel in just a few minutes. Also, don't forget, tomorrow, we're going to talk with Senator John Hoeven. You can get all your comments, questions. You can email us your questions or call him yourself, and we'll talk a little bit more about immigration. Around the region, temperature-wise, Bismarck Mandan, 77 this hour, 73 in Williston, Dickinson 75, Minot 70 in Jamestown, we're looking at 73, 75 in Devil's Lake, Grand Forks 75 this hour, and in Fargo 74, Miles City, Montana 69, Mobridge 81 this hour, Lemon at 71, so a little bit of disparity, a little warmer as you start heading a little bit further south this hour. Let's go back to the phone calls. Jim, what's on your mind in Burke County?
Yeah, talking about the gaps in the fence between Mexico and the U.S., I think the plan always was to have numerous gaps for wildlife that migrates back and forth across the border. So I don't know why that's a surprise to anyone.
Well, those gaps also supply another form of migration back and forth across the border. Why have a fence then?
That's what I've always wondered. But it's no surprise to me because I think the original plan always was to have numerous gaps for migratory wildlife. I think it's by law. They have to have those gaps.
I wonder if they put more agents where there are gaps.
What's that?
I wonder if they put more agents where there are gaps.
I assume they do.
Yeah. Are there other provisions that are in place? I mean,
yeah, I assume they do. They monitor those gaps more closely than they do where there's a fence.
My big question tomorrow for Senator Hoeven is just how do you verify that all these five provisions will be in place before there's one application taken? For somebody to get in line and have a path to citizenship after they pay their fees or whatever.
Right, I don't know. And another thing on my mind, I know you've talked about food stamps recently. I haven't been able to call in. As you probably know, food stamps and farm subsidy money all comes out of general revenues. Is that right? Hello?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, it's mandated to be funded, yeah.
And there's all kinds of restrictions on food stamp money. You know, you can't buy alcohol or cigarettes. Why are there no restrictions on farm subsidy money? Why shouldn't that be limited to farm-related expenses so you can't use it for high-end cabins at the lake and homes in Arizona?
Very interesting. Yeah, I'd do a good question. I don't know.
It's impossible to enforce, but why not? Why not have it in the law so that if both are funded under general revenues and one has all kinds of restrictions, why not the other one? Isn't that the original intent is for farm subsidies to enable farms to keep operating?
It's to level the playing field with the other countries around the world that if we didn't have it would obviously have a leg up on the United States and the competitive side. So I mean,
yeah, I understand that part of it, but in general, people on food stamps need it, where in general farmers don't. I mean, most people on food stamps don't have high-end cabins at the lake or winter homes in Arizona.
I think that's one of the fortunate things that's in this latest farm bill, and that is a limit on direct payments, which is something at a time when the country is broke, people appreciate. Of course, it's not law yet because the House.
Something that should have never been in there. And what other business do you know of that we pay, the taxpayers pay 60 to 70% of their crop insurance premiums? Do you know of any other business like that?
Jim, we appreciate your call. And by the way, tomorrow Kevin Cramer will be addressing the Farm Bill issues on this very program, as Steve mentioned a moment ago, as well as Senator Hovind on the immigration and issues related to the border security first before the other things. Appreciate the call. Dale Wetzel is the managing editor of Great Plains News and the Great Plains Examiner. There's a story that is part of this ongoing saga, the battles in higher education, that has caught everybody's attention that Dale has reported on. We wanted to find out a little bit more about it, and that is an investigation by Wayne Stengem into deleted emails in the account of Dean Brashani, the president of NDSU. Dale, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Scott.
Okay, now we got Dale. And by the way, if you have any questions or comments for Dale, 800-228-0550. So is this a big deal, Dale? I mean, when we talk about it, I know there's been a lot of email requests. There's been a lot of back and forth on on this issue. But do you remember the attorney general investigating a university president before for deleted emails in recent memory?
No, not in at least 20 years. And I suppose we didn't have email before 20 years ago, so I don't think this has never happened before in North Dakota, certainly not. And is it a big deal? Yes, it is. I mean, if a university president is thought to have deleted 45,000 emails after the legislature asked for those emails, then that is a big deal. I mean, that, in a different context, you could call it obstruction of justice.
Dale, is this more due diligence on the AG's part because of the open records violations that they deem from the Board of Higher Education? Do they have a little bit more of a microscope on things like this now?
I don't really understand your question, but it's true that the Attorney General, I think, is more inclined to be suspicious of the Board of Higher Education when it comes to their compliance with open records requests. And I'm talking about the Board of Higher Education and the institutions of higher education that are part of the university system, because they don't have a good track record of obeying the open meetings and open records law, and you're going to be more suspicious of an entity that has that kind of record than you would if someone wasn't as diligent about complying with the open records and open meetings law.
How do we know what we know at this point? Walk us through, what we have in the way of facts about these deleted emails, and how we'll get to the bottom of what, I guess, who deleted them and why and when and all the particulars here.
Well, we don't know who deleted the emails in terms of, like, who pushed the delete button. We do know that they were in President Brashani's account. This is according to emails that were exchanged between the Legislative Council, which is the research arm of the state legislature, and Claire Holloway, who is the general counsel of the university system. How this happened was there was a request made by the Legislative Council of the university system of a number of emails, not only from President Brashani, but from some members of the Board of Higher Education, some of the university system's employees, and some former employees. There were specific requests made about getting copies of emails from specific email accounts. And once this initial request was made, there was some back and forth between the university system office and the Legislative Council about the scope of it, because the initial request was something for like a year's worth of emails, just a massive amount. It was not a manageable request, and frankly, anyone with experience in making a request like that would not have made that sort of request because of the sheer volume of work that you would get. And as part of the back and forth between the Legislative Council and the university system, the university system informed the Legislative Council that there had been 45,000 emails deleted from President Brashani's account on April 29th of 2013, which was the day that the request was made. Now, what is still in question, frankly, is when these emails were deleted, how big of a time frame we're talking about. One of the pieces of correspondence in this case says that some of the emails were from 2010, so they were 3 years old. Apparently also Microsoft, according to an NDSU spokesman who I'm corresponding with, Microsoft manages the email network of NDSU. And so there isn't direct knowledge, at least of the people that I'm speaking to, about just how this happened. And these are all the things that are going to have to be sorted out before there is any determination about whether there was a law broken. And the law that we're talking about here is called tampering with public records. It's a Class C felony. You can spend 5 years in the jug for tampering with public records. And so this is serious business. There's nothing in my memory of a university president in North Dakota being accused of a felony crime when dealing with public records before.
And the NDSU president here is saying that he's not the one that deleted them, nor did he direct anybody. Do we know that much, at least in his defense at this point?
Well, he said the response that I got back from NDSU was that President Brashani didn't delete 45,000 emails on April 29th. That could mean he deleted 44,000 on April 28th. I mean, it's a completely evasive answer. There was the statement made that yes, we are in compliance with the open records clause and that sort of thing. But you know, without some deeper investigation by people who are taken, you know, more seriously on open records requests than the media or the general public, and I'm talking about, you know, if you have the attorney general or the legislature looking into this sort of thing, I think there's going to be more diligence from NDSU about what they do with a request like that than there would be if, say, if you or I were to go to NDSU and ask for the same information. In fact, I can tell you, if you and I or I were to go to them, ask for this information, the first thing they would do is they would take quite a long time to fulfill your request, and it would be very expensive, because what they do is they think that they have to go through every email to make sure that there isn't some reference to student records that might not be disclosable under federal law. They get an attorney to do this, and of course an attorney is expensive, and they can charge you under the law for the time that's spent doing all of this. And if you are a person with a limited checkbook, then that's something to be considered in terms of how much do you really want this information. And it's a way that the university system, or that the NDSU in particular, and UND does this too, they use this as a way to prevent disclosure of information, in my opinion. They make it very expensive and time-consuming to ask for it.
Dale, how long do you have to keep those public records? You mentioned that it goes back a couple of years. Is there a 3-year, 4-year, 5-year, 7-year? How long do you have to keep an email?
Well, there is no state law that says that you have to keep an email for any period of time. Usually, institutions have records retention policies. And frankly, I don't know every detail of North Dakota State University's records retention policy. There is no state law that says you have to keep an email or keep a record for so long. In state government, usually what happens is that emails are kept, you have to keep emails for about 2 weeks. The emails are backed up and
did we lose Dale?
No. Hello?
We lost you for a second there, Dale. Sorry, something cut out, so we didn't hear what you said. Go ahead and finish. We're up against the clock here, but go ahead and finish your comments. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, usually, when you go to state government with an email request, it's usually problematic to get something that's more than 2 weeks old, because at that time it's usually on backup, there's more rigmarole to retrieve it if the person...
Hey, hold that thought, Dale. We'll finish on the other side of the break with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hinnom. This is What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the Happy Camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand-name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales. Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Daryl's on the line from Odor Medicine. Tell us about your product, Daryl.
Hey, good day. Today we're introducing our brand new product that we've been selling to car dealerships and environmental companies for years. It uses the power of chlorine dioxide to eliminate all types of odors, right down to pet odors, dog urine, cat urine, mouse smell. We use it basically for autos, homes, you name it. And what it will do is you basically buy our product, go to getridofsmellnow.com.
So, Daryl, you're telling me your product doesn't mask odor. It gets rid of the odor.
Yes, what it does, it uses the power of chlorine dioxide to basically oxidize the odor molecule, and it actually eliminates the cause of the odor permanently. It does not mask it.
100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off, and free priority shipping for the first 25 orders, plus 10% off your order. GetRidOfSmellNow.com. Hurry.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
On Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Why do farmers do what they do? Here were some answers. Today's Dawn with the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Dawn, today's question, why do farmers put female pigs in small pens when they have babies?
Well, those female pigs are actually, when they're mothers, they're called sows. And they don't have the devotion to their young that humans have. Small individual pens limit a sow's ability to move around so she doesn't roll or step on her piglets and kill them. Sows have even been known to eat their young. So, I mean, that it really helps to provide a different kind of situation for them so they can't do any harm to the piglets. Farmers who use these pens say piglet deaths are much lower.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We're Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind. Dale Wetzel, Great Plains Examiner, Great Plains News, with us talking about a big story regarding deletion of emails at the account of NDSU President Dean Brashani. Who's responsible, why, when, get to the bottom of all of that. Chris in Detroit Lakes has a question and or comment on this topic. Go ahead, Chris. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Thank you. I guess I want some clarification if it was one email sent 45,000 times or if it was 45,000 different emails. And I'm just wondering that how could it physically be impossible for this educated buffoon to sit in his office and do 45,000 emails? What's happening to the education out in the hallways and the kids in the school?
You mean actually writing the emails?
Yeah.
And what time frame? Well, you know what we mentioned at one point, Dale, back to 2010. I mean, it is an extraordinary amount of emails. But how many? What kind of time frame was that? How many emails over how many weeks?
I know 45,000 a year would be several thousand a day.
Yeah, and this depends on over what time frame. Do we know, Dale, other than that one comment about this goes back to 2010, what kind of time frame we're talking about, Dale? Do we lose Dale?
I guess, Scott, I know if I hired somebody and I thought that they were sitting there sending out emails and that's all they did, you know, where's the quality control on that? Who's watching this dude?
Yeah, I got your point there, Chris. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, Scott. Bye.
Do you have Dale back yet?
Yes, I think so. At least I hope so.
Okay, now we hear you.
There we go.
Right. Sorry, Dale. You want to answer the caller's question
answer the gentleman's question. What we're talking about here is emails that have been sent, received, forwarded. I don't think that we're not talking about 45,000 emails that the president himself wrote. We're talking about emails that he wrote, but also emails that he received and emails that were forwarded to him. We're not talking about President Brashani of NDSU sitting down and writing 45,000 emails. I mean, as the gentleman from Detroit Lakes pointed out, I mean, that's physically impossible. You wouldn't be able to get anything else done if you were doing that. It does give you some idea, though, of the torrent of email that a university official receives. And I guess I wonder to what extent all of it is productive. I'm sure you can't really analyze that volume of material, but we're talking about emails that were sent and received by the president of NDSU. We're not talking about strictly things or emails that he has written and sent to someone else. It's broader than that.
Dale, why was the legislator that brought this up anonymous?
Well, because he can be. I mean, these people have lawyers that work for them. And you can do that. I mean, frankly, if anyone makes a public records request to the attorney general or to any other agency, they can do it anonymously. I mean, you or I could do the same thing. I mean, that is not something that I do because I like to, you know, doing something anonymously is a bit more difficult logistically. And frankly, I don't care if someone knows that I'm asking for their public records. But I'm sure that this person will eventually become public. I mean, I'm sure that they will eventually, you know, show themselves and say, I did this. It just isn't something that person wanted to be done presently. And there's a pretty, frankly, small universe of people in the legislature that would do this. And I'm sure that in North Dakota State University and other folks, and, you know, frankly, I have my own theories about who it is, and I think that they're fairly solid. But in terms of your question, the person, if you have a staff of lawyers that can ask for things for you and you can, you know, keep your identity private, you know, you might want to avail yourself of that opportunity. But at the same time, that's also an opportunity that's available to any citizen. When you ask for public records, you do not have to let the person that you're asking know who you are.
By the way, President Brashani has sent an email now to the campus community denying all these charges. We also have a letter from the Attorney General back to the Legislative Council And I only have about 30 seconds for your answer on this deal, but basically he's saying it's not my job to find out whether or not there's a criminal wrongdoing here. I would forward that out.
What the letter says is that if the attorney general believes that there might be a crime involved, that he'll refer it to a local state's attorney, probably the one in Cass County, because that's where NDSU is, and that state's attorney will decide whether to prosecute. Now, the state's attorney in Cass County will prosecute the president of North Dakota State University for an open records violation when pigs fly.
All right, that's the latest on it, folks. To be continued. Thanks for listening. For Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hanlon. God bless you. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind with Senator John Hovind and Kevin Cramer taking your calls right here.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwartman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.